fallen more than 1%. The S&P is down nearly 0.75%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park, featuring traditional acoustic music, Sunday. More at fidpick.org. Music by Antonin Dvorak, and one of a series of orchestral creations that began as piano miniatures and given the title of Legends. We listen to Legend No. 10 in B-flat minor. Yvonne Fischer conducted the Budapest Festival Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues through the afternoon hours. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have joined you for it. In just a little bit, some chamber music, similarly themed from Bohuslav Martineau, Variations on a Slavonic Theme for Cello and Piano, and the Columbia Symphony with music by Beethoven, and one of the three alternate overtures to his opera Fidelio, three that were called the Leonore Overtures. We have the second of those in just a bit here on KPR. Thanks for being with us this Thursday afternoon. The Prague Chamber Orchestra has our next performance, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, and we will open up the catalog of Mozart and sample a symphony that Mozart wrote when he was about 16 years old in 1772, a symphony that is a tiny bit notable for the first use of the flute in Mozart symphonies. It's Symphony No. 18 in F major for you next on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart and his 18th symphony in F major from 1772, as played by the Prague Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris. The time is 12:30. And in just about 10 minutes' time, the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, with Beethoven and his second Leonore Overture, still to come on Kansas Public Radio, classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio are longtime supporters Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary today. Support from Ben and Judy, as well as other KPR members like you, help make the programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Ben and Judy, and happy anniversary from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, we have cloudy skies. By the forecast, it's expected to become mostly sunny a bit later this afternoon. Temperatures near 80 degrees. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low of 62, and tomorrow a sunny day with temperatures around 87. A chamber music performance next, and a performance given by a pair of siblings, Sebastian Benda and Christian Benda, playing cello and piano, respectively, and music by Bohuslav Martineau, the Variations on a Slavonic Theme, here on Kansas Public Radio. Variations on a Slavonic Theme for cello and piano, music by Bohuslav Martineau, played by Sebastian Benda, our cellist, and Christian Benda at piano on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 is the time. NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 today. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Of course, the music continues later this evening. Classics Live is tonight at 7, and on the program tonight, Christy Haney is a fine mezzo-soprano who trained in Kansas City, but she now makes her home in New York City, where she sings for the Met, the New York City Opera, and at Carnegie Hall. Join us for her Rural Joyce recital visit, where she compares a dozen or so classical arias with modern songs about the same topics from the Great American Songbook. Classics Live is tonight at 7, and from 8 to 9, Classical Music with Destiny on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo, on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. We have some music by Beethoven next, and it's been mentioned before that Beethoven only ever composed one opera called Fidelio, the story about a woman and a wrongly imprisoned husband, and the story is her busting him out of jail. There was a great deal of material that Beethoven wrote that never made it into this opera, but did not want to have discarded, and the result were three concert overtures known as the Leonore Overtures, named for the opera's protagonist. We'll listen to the second of those overtures next as Bruno Walter takes up the Columbia Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 2, played by the Columbia Symphony, led by Bruno Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News. And then in the next hour of classical music, a Swedish symphony, American chamber music, and a symphonic poem called Dreams. Classical music continues here on KPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Kiev.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 285 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Rossini to start things off in our 1 o'clock hour of music, and the overture to the opera Il Signor Bruschino with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Riccardo Chailly, here on KPR. Just a quick note that if you're interested in hearing a bit of opera music performed live, you might be interested in a wonderful free concert taking place this Sunday, the 25th, at the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, featuring the harpist Rob Banks of the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. His program called Opera Souvenirs, where he plans to play a whole program of operatic music from the mid-19th century this Sunday. It's a free concert in Marvin Auditorium from 3 to 5 p.m. at Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library, and you can find out all the details over at tscpl.org/events. And welcome once again. Classical music continues on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, and this hour we have a beautiful Swedish symphony, the third from one Dag Wirén. We'll also have cello and piano music from 19th century America and composer John Knowles Payne, a combination of a romance and humoresque, all just ahead. The Scottish National Orchestra is next, under conductor Neme Järvi. And the music is by Sergei Prokofiev, some of the earliest music that he composed, as a matter of fact. Something that he wrote while still a teenager and student at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. And this is something that he called a pensive opus. It's called Dreams. The Scottish National Orchestra takes it away on Kansas Public Radio. Some of the earliest remaining music by Sergei Prokofiev, written while a teenage student at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. The symphonic poem, which he referred to as his pensive opus, called Dreams. Perhaps dreaming of the wonderful career in music that Prokofiev would enjoy. We heard the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Neme Järvi on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 1:22, and on the way, Norrköping Symphony Orchestra and a Beautiful Symphony from Sweden, the third by composer Doc Viren. That's in a little over 10 minutes from now, here on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from, the Lawrence Farmers Market. Accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Booth, Market Info Booth, Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings, directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. Some American chamber music next from a composer who was born in Maine in the mid-19th century, along with a group of New England composers that included George Chadwick, Horatio Parker, and Arthur Foote. We have music by one John Knowles Payne, whose life and music seemed predestined from the start. He grew up in a very musical family. His grandfather was an instrument maker who apparently built the first pipe organ in the state of Maine, and both his father and all of his uncles were all music teachers. Listen to some music for cello and piano, A Romance and Humoresque, played by cellist Jules Eskin and at piano Virginia Eskin, here on KPR. Romance and Humoresque for cello and piano by 19th century American composer John Knowles Payne, played by cellist Jules Eskin and Virginia Eskin at piano, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:36. News from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. And then later tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., featuring tonight the wonderful mezzo-soprano Christy Haney. And then from 8 to 9, Destiny has an hour of classical music for you, with a fanfare by local composer Brian J. Nelson, some great tango, and a beautiful Brahms symphony. There's more classical music for this evening here on KPR. Well, I mentioned before that John Knowles Payne, the composer that we just listened to, seemed particularly suited and destined for a career in music, having been born into a very musical family. That was far from the case from the composer that we'll listen to next, Swedish composer Doc Viren, who was born in 1905. He was the son of a factory worker whose family could just barely scrape together enough to give him early piano lessons, but those lessons would carry him to a study at the Stockholm Conservatory in 1926, and later still to Paris in 1932 when he won a state stipend to continue his studies in Paris, where he would meet Igor Stravinsky, Prokofiev, and others. We'll hear Doc Viren's Symphony No. 3, the Norrköping Symphony, on KPR. Symphony No. 3 by Swedish composer Doc Viren, performed by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2 o'clock and about time for NPR News. An update of headlines followed by the next hour of classical music, where we'll bring you a brand new recording of the Neb Trio and a trio on popular Irish melodies from composer Frank Martin, that plus music by Grieg, Wagner, and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
106. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities, for Subaru loves learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Here's a tune by composer Percy Grainger, one I've always enjoyed and found very comforting, called The Harvest Hymn. We listen to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio, as classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. And before That time, we've got music by Swiss composer Frank Martin from a brand new recording of the Neve Trio from their album called Rooted. We'll hear a 1925 trio on popular Irish melodies, plus the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and Richard Wagner's Siegfried Idyll. That's all a part of classical music this Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could stop by. Conductor Neeme Järvi is back in a recording of the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. And what we have next was written by Edvard Grieg in 1865, a concert overture, one that helped him earn top honors at a competition at the Swedish Academy around that time. This is called In Autumn, here on Kansas Public Radio. The concert overture In Autumn, completed in 1865 by Edvard Grieg. Conductor Neeme Järvi led the Gothenburg Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our 2 o'clock hour of classical music, and still to come, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra will join us in the second half of the hour for something that was a marvelous orchestral creation by Richard Wagner, but also a sweet birthday present to his wife, the Siegfried Idyll. That's coming up in a little over 15 minutes' time. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio are longtime supporters Ben and Judy Coates of Topeka, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary today. Support from Ben and Judy, as well as other KPR members like you, help make the programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Ben and Judy, and happy anniversary from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. Next on KPR, we have a recording of the Neve Trio, something from their brand new album called Rooted, featuring chamber music by Bedrich Smetana, Josef Suk, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, as well as music by the Swiss composer Frank Martin, something that he wrote in 1925, apparently, for an American amateur musician who requested something based on Irish folk music. We'll hear the trio on popular Irish melodies. The Neve Trio plays next on KPR. Chamber music composed in 1925 by the Swiss composer Frank Martin, a trio on popular Irish melodies. In a performance by the Neve Trio from their brand new album, Rooted, chamber music by Martin, Smetana, Josef Suk, and Samuel Coleridge Taylor, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:38, a little over 20 minutes until 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. The music picks back up again tonight, starting at 7 with Classics Live. And on the program for tonight, Christy Haney is featured on the program, a fine mezzo-soprano, one who trained in Kansas City, but now she makes her home in New York City, where she sings for the Met, the New York City Opera, and at Carnegie Hall. Join us for her Rural Joyce recital visit, where she compares a dozen or so classic arias with modern songs about the same topics from the Great American Songbook. Classics Live is this evening at 7 here on KPR, and then from 8 to 9, Destiny has more classical music for you. Tango Thursday tonight, which features a fanfare by local composer Brian J. Nelson, and a beautiful symphony by Johannes Brahms. There's more classical music awaiting you, beginning at 7 o'clock tonight here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at Cromwell Environmental. Now we arrive at a recording of the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and music written by Richard Wagner, apparently as a birthday present to his wife. Wagner had married the daughter of Franz Liszt, Cosima. The two of them had a son, Siegfried, in the year of 1869. The very next year, on Christmas morning in 1870, which was Cosima's birthday, she awoke to find her house filled with musicians who performed Wagner's brand-new work intended for her on that special day, an expression of love for her and their new family, called Siegfried Idyll, The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra takes us through it next on KBR. From Richard Wagner, Siegfried Idol. An orchestral creation created specifically as a birthday present for his wife Cosima on her birthday in 1870. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra brought us that performance here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's about 3 o'clock. All things considered from NPR News just ahead. The classical music continues on tonight, first with Classics Live at 7 p.m., and then an hour of classical music with Destiny from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and as ever, it's been a pleasure sharing the classics with you. In the afternoon, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online for you anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.